I'm telling you, that's what... Oh, wait, fun phone number 17. Let's not give you... Okay. I'm telling you, that's what happened.
Oh, come on now, Stu. You invented...
Hold it. You gotta get down.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's what happened.
Oh, come on now, Stu. You invented a formula that was supposed to make Jeffy the smartest man in the world, and instead it made him the dumbest? That's pretty absurd. And just who is the dumbest man in the world?
Well, why don't you talk to him and find out?
Jeffy?
Yeah, that party.
Oh, God, Evelyn, you see what I mean?
Yes, shut up. If you make too much noise, the tenants will start complaining.
You see, he thinks he's living in a basement now.
He's even going bald!
Yes, I know.
But his nose seems to have shrunk somewhat.
Yeah, I know.
Other than that, he looks normal.
How can you tell?
His nose is cold. I can't stand looking at him. It's sickening. I'll see you later.
Okay, goodbye. Jeffy, I think we better call a doctor. You dial it and I'll talk to him. His number's 555-9999.
999-5555.
No! 555-9999.
That's what I said. 999-5555.
No!
Are you saying five or niner?
Oh, no. Now he's even started to hear like Brene. Oh, I gotta think of something fast. Jeffy's becoming more and more like Brene every day. Of course, at the same time, Brene is becoming more and more like Jeffy every day. Maybe if I just let them advance a while longer, they'll cancel each other out. No, I better play it safe. I gotta find a way to cure them.
I've got it! You got an antidote?
No, but I've got an idea of how we can cure both Jeffy and Brene.
How?
All you have to do is whip up another batch of that formula. Then have Brene, who's now Jeffy, drink it. See, by reversing the drinking process, making Brene, who's now Jeffy, drink the formula, it'll make Jeffy, who's now Brene, change back into Jeffy. In turn, it'll make Brene, who's now Jeffy, change back into Brene. And everything will be back to normal and abnormal, respectively.
And you're the abnormal one. I didn't hear a goddamn word you said.
Look, just whip up another batch of the formula and we'll take it to West Hollywood. We'll have the person living in the basement there drink it, and by the process of reversation, everything will be back to normal. Well,
that's a lot easier said than done. I can't remember what I put in that formula.
Well, you said it tasted a lot like milk, didn't you?
Yeah, so?
Well, this may be a wild shot in the dark, but why don't you mix some chemicals together with a glass of milk and take it over to Brene?
Okay, now wait a minute. Which Brene are you talking about? Jeffy Brene or Brene Jeffy?
Brene Jeffy.
Oh, okay. Now I don't know what I said.
Look, just make the formula and I'll take care of everything.
I just hope whatever you're doing makes sense.
Don't worry, Jeffy. We're gonna help you real soon.
I hope you'll hurry. I have a huge craving for orange peels all of a sudden. I'm going into the kitchen.
Okay, here it is. I did the best I could. We might as well get going.
Go away. No visitors accepted today.
This is important, Brene. We're coming in. Hey, Fluke, how are we going to get him to drink this?
Just leave it to me. There's still a little Brene left in him.
What do you want, ass breaths?
Are you still getting severe attacks of diarrhea, Brene?
I kind of am, actually.
Well, we just came from the drugstore, and the pharmacist gave us this. He said it'll cure all your diarrhea and leave you dry as a bone, the way your head used to be.
This stuff smells like milk, and I hate milk.
Believe me, Brene, if you drink it, you'll be your old self again.
No, I kind of like the new me, actually. I never knew the fun of having hair.
What did I tell you, Fluke? He's not going for it.
You're right. It looks like we're stuck.
Oh, no, we're not. I got us into this, and I'm gonna get us out. I got it. Stand by with that drink, Fluke. When he opens his mouth, pour it in as fast as you can.
What are you gonna do?
Just get ready, okay?
All right.
What are you two whispering about?
Nothing, Brene. Say, what's the first word of the Star Spangled Banner?
I don't know, Barface. When I found that I had acquired this new voice, I stopped singing. Suddenly, I find myself telling morals to people all day. But it doesn't matter. I like my new personality.
Nice try, Stu.
Shh, you idiot. Okay, plan B. I was hoping I wouldn't have to use this, but here goes. Brene! There's something on your shoe!
Where?
Right here!
He fainted.
I know. It's probably a combination of the formula and the screaming. Let's get back to my place. Quick!
Say, how much do you think Jeffy's gonna remember of this?
I don't know. At this point, all I care about is getting him back to normal. Jeffy? Jeffy, where are you, Jeffy? Jeffy?
Shh, he's asleep on the floor.
Hey, this is how the whole thing started. How does he look?
I can't tell. He's lying face down.
Yeah, but the size of his nose should be holding him up.
Try your trumpet again, Stu. We've got to find it out now.
All right.
What? Oh, I'm sorry, Stu. I didn't mean to goof off. I'll get right back to work. I didn't mean to stop. I just wanted a glass of milk. That's all. Just a glass of milk. I'm sorry, Stu. I'm really sorry. Stu, please forgive me.
Shut up! It's all right. It's all right. Take as long a break as you want. In fact, you can have 10 glasses of milk. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I withdraw that statement. I don't ever want you to drink milk again. You understand?
Oh, you don't have to worry, Sue. Milk gives me diarrhea. The only reason I drank that one glass is because I was so thirsty I could have drunk anything.
He doesn't remember a thing.
I know.
What?
You can go back to work now, Jeffy.
But you just gave me a longer break.
Well, I'm taking it back. Now go back to work.
Oh, all right.
It looks like everything's back to normal.
Well, I just want to make sure. I better call the bald head.
Only one thing worries me, though. What did we tell Jeffy when he asked why the date is 3 weeks later?
Fluke, please! We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
I just hope that when we come to it, it isn't washed out.
Maps to Star's office.
Hello, party.
Router.
Hello, party!
3111.
I think he's back to normal, but let me double check.
Hello, party.
Yes. How are you feeling, Brene?
What do you mean, how am I feeling?
Has anything unusual happened to you or around you, Brene?
Yes. When I scratched my head a few moments ago, I actually felt a chunk of hair on it, and there's diarrhea all over my basement.
Oh, but nothing unusual, huh?
Listen, ass breath, how would you like 10 Al Brene fingerprints on your jugular vein?
He's back to abnormal, Fluke. That's all I wanted to know, Brene. Goodbye.
What was that about diarrhea in his basement, Stu?
Oh, that's just the effect of the change wearing off. He'll be okay in a couple of days. It's probably happening to Jeffy, too.
You think so?
Hey, what happened to all my hair?
Yeah, I guess you're right.